Radio weather. Sunny with highs of 28 to 29 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Saint-Tropez with a moderate breeze. This evening going down to 17 degrees in the Var and 22 degrees in the Alpes-Maritimes with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, clear skies with plenty of sunshine and highs along the coast of between 28 to 31 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:38 and will set this evening at 8:29. In London today, 21 degrees with light cloud. Lisbon, 28 degrees and sunny. And Paris, 22 degrees with thick cloud. Good morning, you're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10 o'clock. The top story this morning is, of course, the fires in the Var, which are claimed to be under control but still not out. 10,000 people, including many tourists, have been evacuated following the wildfire which ravaged the massive Des Moines in the Var. A provisional assessment from the Var prefect has suggested that 3 people were slightly injured and 19 people were intoxicated. In sport today, Cristiano Ronaldo has criticised media reports linking him with a move away from Juventus. In a post on social media, he did not outright deny a move was possible or commit his future to the Italian side. More football news coming up at 7:30. And coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news and crime scene investigation. Yes, an ice cream van firm in the UK has been banned from a street for playing its jingle excessively. A study has found that cuttlefish have such a powerful memory they can recall what they had for last week's dinner until they die of old age. And the do's and don'ts of dating in 2021. But now, starting this hour with the song, it was number one on this day in 1979 in the US. It was the group's second US number one, and it was a number five hit in the UK. It's Chic and Good Times on Riviera Radio. La Radio de la Côte in English, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. It's just gone 7:15 and it's time for this morning's entertainment news. A model, actress and activist Lily Cole has apologised for posting a picture of herself in a burqa as a way to embrace diversity and promote her new book. A critic said posing in the garment worn by some Muslim women did not help diversity and was ill-advised given the current unrest in Afghanistan. Cole said she understood why the image upset people and wanted to sincerely apologise for any offence caused. She agreed that it was ill-timed and said she hadn't read the news at the time. In other entertainment news this morning, well, I told you yesterday that it was his birthday. Yes, Robert De Niro was seen putting on a cozy display as he appeared to go public with his romance with a mystery woman as he enjoyed a day out here on the coast of the Côte d'Azur. On his 78th birthday, the actor, who's in a bitter divorce battle with his estranged wife, sparked romance rumours with his female companion as they walked hand in hand while making their way down a rocky staircase before joining pals on a luxury yacht. If it's your birthday today, then you share it with former US President Bill Clinton. That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow on the Full English Breakfast. And just keeping an update, the latest news in on the fires in the Var. The good news is that the fire, according to the fire services of the Var, didn't progress through the night, and the wind has finally fallen in the Gulf of Saint-Tropez, which will facilitate the work of the firefighters. Water bombers and helicopters cameras were scheduled to go into action from 7 a.m. this morning. There are still many road closures in the area, with motorists advised to avoid the area. And also, they're saying that several COVID vaccination centres have been closed due to those fires, and they will not be resuming their services until tomorrow. We'll be keeping you updated on that news item throughout the morning. 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Robert Palmer, and She Makes My Day. 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. All the news, sport and weather is next.
Savills, a powerful network of offices across the prime locations on the French Riviera. Think property, think Savills. Visit savills.fr/Riviera.
Are you concerned about your unavoidable carbon footprint? Yacht Carbon Offset provides an effective service to counteract its impact. We calculate your greenhouse gas emissions and offset them, ton for ton, using high-quality carbon reduction projects. Our pay-as-you-go service is immediate and transparent, with process certification from Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance. At 3 euro cents a litre, the cost is modest. The benefit is clear. Start today at yachtcarbonoffset.com.
CMB Monaco is a leading private bank based in Monaco with unrivaled financial stability. CMB Monaco promotes an evolved private banking culture that matches the expectations of global elites, with a mission to be the benchmark bank for Monaco residents, a wealth management boutique for international clients, and an investment and corporate banking opportunity maker. CMB Monaco offers a redesigned investment and wealth management experience. Learn more on cmb.mc.
Are you looking for fresh, local and quality produce on the French Riviera? Then trust the Alziari experts. Olive oil mill in Nice for 150 years. 60 hectares dedicated to organic produce, as well as a wide range of gourmet products. Alziari, the best of olive oil since 1868. No shipping costs when you buy 30 euros at alziari.com.fr.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:29. I'm Sarah Nice at reporting. 10,000 people, including many tourists, have been evacuated following the wildfire which ravaged the massive Des Morts in the Var. A provisional assessment from the Var prefect has suggested that three people were slightly injured and 19 intoxicated. The fire broke out on Monday shortly before 6 p.m. at a motorway service station on the A57, about 100 kilometres northeast of the coastal city of Toulon. And the flames progressed rapidly, fanned by gusts of wind. On Tuesday evening, according to VAR firefighters, the fire had covered 6,500 hectares and burned 3,500. Some 800 firemen and 120 gendarmes have been mobilised, backed up by helicopters and water bombers. After having visited the area and met with emergency services as well as firefighters, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Tuesday evening that the wildfire was a sign of the fragility of our lands, gardens and landscapes. Speaking at Bormley Mimosa during celebrations of the liberation of Bourm, Macron claimed that the worst has been avoided, praising national solidarity as well as the work of firefighters. Speaking in detail, the head of state said that 11 out of France's 12 Canadairs were mobilised to battle the blaze, which spread at incredible speed due to the dry conditions and strong mistral. Speaking to French media, the deputy director of the French Office of Biodiversity said that if the toll of the fire is still only provisional, it is already a dramatic situation for local biodiversity. It was, in fact, 18 years ago in 2003 that more than 20,000 hectares went up in smoke during the summer season in the Var. And meanwhile, the latest news on the Var is, on the story of the fire in the Var, is that the fire didn't progress throughout the night. The wind has finally fallen in the Gulf of Saint-Tropez, which will make the work easier for the firefighters, which will continue their work today with water bombers and helicopters, were scheduled to set off this morning at 7 o'clock. There are still many road closures in place. The Maritime Prefecture of the Mediterranean Zone has issued a call for vigilance to those navigating at sea after a yachtsman obstructed the manoeuvres of a Canadair in the Gulf of Saint-Tropez on Tuesday, closely avoiding a serious accident. The Maritime Authority warned that it is forbidden and dangerous to approach Canadair water bomber aircrafts during the scooping phases, i.e. when flying low over the surface of the water in order to fill their bunkers. Meanwhile, another fire has ravaged 208 hectares of forest in Baume de Venise on Tuesday. Six firemen were slightly injured and 130 people have been evacuated. The fire was still going at 5 p.m. on Tuesday evening, and the Vaucluse Fire Department has asked people to avoid the area for the time being in order to ease the passage for emergency services. A third forest fire was also reported near Narbonne. In other news, a 47-year-old hiker has died after falling 20 metres at the Palau de Cerverdon in the Alpes de Haute-Provence. The fatal accident took place at around 8:30 on Tuesday morning. The victim, a Spanish national, was with her husband at the time of the accident. The mayors of Marseille, Strasbourg, Lyon, Grenoble, Clermont-Ferrand and Nancy and Rouen have said that they are ready to welcome Afghan refugees. A socialist mayor of Marseille, Benoît Payen, believes that the history of Marseille is intertwined with that of the persecuted, the hunted, the starving, who come here to survive and then live, which is why he assures that people who come from Kabul or elsewhere will always have a place in the city. Meanwhile, on Tuesday evening, the first batch of French evacuees from Afghanistan arrived in Paris amid ongoing efforts to transport diplomats, humanitarians, journalists and others from a country now under Taliban control. The Airbus A3100 arrived at Charles de Gaulle Airport. On board were 45 French nationals. Government spokesman Gabriel Attal will be in Brignoles today to take stock of the vaccination campaign in the region and discuss with restaurant owners following the implementation of the health pass in France. Finally, French customs in the north of the country have seized 416 kilos of cocaine hidden in a container carrying bananas. Customs officers in Dunkirk announced on Tuesday to have seized 416 kilos of cocaine in a container from Colombia, estimated at more than €31 million. An investigation has been opened.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
In football, Cristiano Ronaldo has criticised media reports linking him with a move away from Juventus. In a post on social media, he did not outright deny a move was possible or commit his future to the Italian side. Meanwhile, striker Tammy Abraham has completed a €40 million move to Italian side Roma from Chelsea. Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the hope of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Mel Ross at BBC Sport, and Chelsea have sold striker Tammy Abraham to Roma for $47 million. Abraham was Chelsea's joint top scorer last season, and he joins the Serie A club managed by the former Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho on a five-year deal. The Italian football journalist Mina Rizzucchi says Mourinho's putting a lot of faith in Abraham to deliver goals for his side.
they did really take a leap of faith in him. Jose Mourinho really feels that with him, he could bring out the best in Tammy Abraham. And considering the fact that they've also gotten an Uzbek striker called Shmuradov, they think that together they can be something special. Now, Edin Dzeko has left the club, and he was the third highest scorer for Roma. And the number nine shirt has been something that's just, it's so important for them. And they gave that to Tammy Abraham, which just shows the sign of faith that Mourinho has in him to lead the squad.
Former Manchester City defender Micah Richards believes club record signing Jack Grealish poses a tactical dilemma for manager Pep Guardiola. Grealish made his Premier League debut in the 1-0 loss at Tottenham, and Richards thinks it's still unclear where his best position in this City side is.
Where I think Jack is most devastating is on that left wing coming in inside, like Mahrez on the other side. But of course, you've got Sterling, who loves to play on the left. He offers something different because he's a dribbler, but I'd say Jack's a better dribbler. He keeps the ball more. Sterling's better at running in behind. So already you've got a little bit of a... It's not a problem, but it's, well, where does he fit into this system?
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
In rugby union, England's women will face World Cup holders New Zealand in back-to-back matches. England, ranked one in the world, will play the Black Ferns twice before matches against Canada and the US. The first meeting of the series is due to take place on the weekend of the 29th to the 31st of October, with venues to be confirmed. And the 2022 London Marathon will take place on Sunday, the 2nd of October, as the event is moved from its traditional April date for a third successive year. The event director confirmed the race has been moved to allow the best chances of a full capacity event, including the crowds.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Out Maritime and the VAR, the general situation is a depression of 1,011 millibars. Winds are variable force 1 to 3. The sea is calm to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,011 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, a force 4 to 5. The sea is moderate to rough with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,011 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Sunny with clear skies, certainly here, it's like that here on the port of Monaco. Beautiful morning. Highs of 28 to 29 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Saint-Tropez with a moderate breeze. And this evening going down to 17 degrees in the VAR and 22 degrees in the Outmaritime with clear skies. The outlook for Thursday and Friday, clear skies with plenty of sunshine and highs along the coast of between 28 and 31 degrees.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally, they're known for their distinctive tune, but an ice cream van firm has sadly been banned from a street in the UK for playing its chimes excessively. I miss the ice cream van. Lamarty's ice cream vans can no longer serve in this street after a member of the public reported its jingle played for more than 20 seconds. Apparently, the limit is 12 seconds. But the owner, a 44-year-old businessman, claimed the chimes lasted just 7 seconds. A resident, however, said the van played the sound excessively on the street during April and June. East Suffolk Council spared the family business its street trading licence as long as it avoids the street and doesn't go there and abides by the code of practice on ice cream van chimes. Reacting to the ruling, the owner said, "We just want to sell ice cream and earn a living. We don't want to upset anybody." He added, "We don't play chimes when we're stationary. We've been doing this for 40 years. While in the van, it would be very annoying, even to me, and not just the people, if the chime was to continue while we were stationary. It's taken away a bit of our freedom to work after struggling to survive during the pandemic. He said he will not counter the ruling, but vowed to continue selling ice creams to the residents in the surrounding area. The company was founded in 1980. Mr. Lamati was, in fact, before that, an acrobat in a circus. The firm now operates 12 vans which sell specially made ice cream around Great Yarmouth and Norfolk. And did you know that ice cream vendors cannot sound chimes for longer than 12 seconds at a time, and or more often than once every 2 minutes? That's according to the Code of Practice on Noise from Ice Cream Van Chimes. You're now up to date. All the news is available on our website at rivieradio.mc, and check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. 22:08, we will have the business news coming up next. We're talking of chimes. This is the best I could do. Not bad, really. Quite like this. It's the 1979 disco hit from Anita Ward and Ring My Bell.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, the central bank governor who fled Afghanistan this weekend has told the BBC he wished the country had been left with more time to plan for the withdrawal of US troops. He also rejected President Biden's assertion that the Afghan military had failed to fight for its country. A mining giant BHP is set to leave the FTSE 100 index after unveiling plans to scrap the dual listing of its shares in London and Sydney. The company, part of the UK's blue chip index since 2001, will move its main listing to Australia as part of a huge shake-up announcement on Tuesday. BHP regularly tops the list of the FTSE 100's biggest companies, depending on fluctuations in market values. And Nando's has been forced to temporarily close around 50 restaurants after suffering chicken shortages due to supply chain disruptions across England, Wales and Scotland. The Peri Peri chicken maker, which operates some 400 sites around the country, also said it would lend some of its staff to its suppliers to help get things moving again after its business was rocked by shortages.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength. And we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco since 1922. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call the Monaco Private Banking Team on 9315 3535.
This week's property by Dr. Immobilier, the reference in Monaco for more than 100 years.
This week for sale, beautiful two rooms apartment with full front view, located in a good standing residence. Very sought after in the principality. The residence includes a private tennis court, a beautiful and large swimming pool, a fitness room and 24/7 security. The apartment, with a total surface area of 120 square meters, is composed of an entrance hall, a beautiful living room on loggia with an amazing sea view, a bedroom open on a balcony with ensuite shower room and large wall cupboards, a large kitchen equipped overlooking loggia and guest toilet. It enjoys a pleasant loggia with a total surface of 20 square meters with a very nice view of the Rock of Monaco, the port and the district of Fontvieille. The apartment offers two cellars and a closed box lined.
This week's property brought to you by Dotter Immobilier. For more information, go to dotter.mc. That's dotter.mc.
Traffic and Travel is brought to you by Trush Location Car Rental.
Beep, 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 yeah!
Riviera Radio Travel News.
Nothing to report at Nice International Airport so far this morning. On the trains, there's a five-minute delay. The Nice to Menton, the 819, will be leaving 5 minutes later. And As expected, in the VAR, there are still several road closures due to the forest fires. Several roads are still closed this Wednesday morning. The RD33, Le Luc to Les Mails, and the RD75 between Le Luc and Le Garde-Freinet. The RD558, Le Garde-Freinet going towards Grimaud. The RD14 in Grimaud, and the RD27 La Molle, and the RD98 La Molle-Coguelin, as well as the RD48 and 74 between Videbon, Le Garde-Freinet, and Videbon, Plan de la Tour. The public are asked not to clutter the access to these roads in the region. Do not stand there and take photos or videos. The routes are being used all around, in and around the Gulf of Saint-Tropez to give way to the emergency services.
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by Trush Location. Six agencies on the French Riviera. For a pleasant and safe rental experience, visit trushlocation.com.
Madonna there and Hung Up in her 2004 hit, and that wraps up the three in a row with a link. It wasn't easy, but Grant has miraculously found it because I got a bit confused. I think I probably made it a bit more complicated than it needed to be. So the three in a row, there you heard Madonna with Hung Up. Before that, we heard Right Said Fred and I'm Too Sexy, and we kicked it off with Dido's Thank You. So what was the link? Well, the link was that they're songs that used as samples in songs by other artists or have used samples from other songs. And congratulations to Grant. He said, I think it's that because he said Dido's song was used in Stan, Eminem's song. It certainly was. And then we go on to Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy, was used by Taylor Swift in her song Look What You Made Me Do. And Madonna, Hung Up from 2004, the synthesizer melody was of course from ABBA and Gimme Gimme Gimme. Congratulations to Grant. We'll be not doing more of Can You Guess the Link to the three in a row tomorrow morning after the BBC News at 9 o'clock. I promise you I'll make it a little bit more easy. I'll make it easier tomorrow morning. This is easy. Boy Meets Girl. Well, you think it'd be easy. I'm not sure. Waiting for a Star, Riviera Radio. All the news, sports and weather's coming up next.
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
This is Riviera Radio, keeping you up to date on all that's happening along the Côte d'Azur with the Riviera Radio What's On Guide.
The Jazz at Ramatuelle Festival is taking place in the village of Ramatuelle in the VAR until this Friday, the 20th of August. It's celebrating its 35th edition this year. You can get information about ticket availability and details of the artists appearing on the website jazzatramatuelle.com. There are several opportunities remaining this month to have a test ride in a wonderful boat on the Riviera. You can discover and experience the Dutch-built Lekker Damsco. It's an all-in-one, uncompromising day boat that combines clean design, brute power and typical Dutch conviviality. You can join Lekker Boats for a test ride at several locations, including Port Grimaud, Monaco, Antibes and Cannes. For full details, check out their website, lekkerboats.com. There are many museums to discover in Antibes. There's the famous Picasso Museum through to the Archaeology and Cartoon Museums and the historic site of Fort Carré, amongst other attractions. For more details, see the website antibes-joanlepin.com. And you can find details of all those events and many more in the What's On section of our website, rivieraradio.mc. And if you're organising an event you'd like to be featured in the guide, just send an email to the usual address, wog@rivieraradio.mc.
Sunny with highs of 28 to 29 degrees in Monaco, Nice and Saint-Tropez with a moderate breeze. This evening going down to 17 degrees in the Var and 22 degrees in the Alt-Maritime with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, clear skies with plenty of sunshine and highs along the coast are between 28 to 31 degrees. News just in from the Nice Matin is that the fires in the Var have claimed their first victim. The Var authorities are reporting that a man in his 50s has been found dead in his home, which was burnt to the ground in Grimaud. It was a friend that had discovered his body. I'll be keeping you updated on the situation in the Var throughout the morning, on air and on our website, rivieraradio.mc. And also you can check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. It's just coming up to 20 to 10, 20 more minutes of the Full English Breakfast. The international news headlines will be coming up at 10, along with the weather. And finally, just wanted to let you know the do's and don'ts. I can't seem to say that this morning. I can't say much this morning. Do's and don'ts of dating in 2021. Apparently, a relationship coach, Loan Ward, has shared her top six do's and don'ts for successful dating in 2021 and why you should only use one dating app at any one time. The professional matchmaker from Perth has said that the coronavirus pandemic has thrown many singles looking for a relationship a curveball, and now more than 3 million across the country are turning to dating apps in order to hopefully meet their match. She said there are 12 do's and don'ts for successful dating this year, so just glancing over them, we're not going to go through all of them. And the do list starts with: do flex your social confidence muscle, whatever that means. If you want to be successful when dating, a good amount of social confidence is needed. Here she's telling you to leave the phone apps behind and talk to people in real time. Well, that's stating the obvious. Rather than waiting for the right time to approach someone or wondering if they're single, you should just go in there like a bull in a china shop. No, social confidence is a dating game changer. Do stay in your dating lane. While things like looks, money and physical attraction are important, she says that you need to remind singles that these are short-lived. Depends, surely. Well, they are. Looks are, aren't they? They just fade away. Anyway, got no choice in that. Instead, you should be focusing on compatibility, caring and shared values. Only use one site or dating app at a time. Do learn to accept rejection. To some extent, we all must be rejected at some point in our quest for love. She recommends you learn to accept this and move on from it. Ideally, learn from it as quickly as possible. Probably easier said than done. Do use virtual dating first. While you might not be able to meet a potential date in person right now, you can build the groundwork and start connecting with people, which will make you want to meet up with them even more when you can. So the don'ts? Well, apparently don't rush through the early stages. Take it one step at a time. Don't focus on why it won't work instead of how it could. Now, I didn't understand this. Don't fall into the 68ers mindset. What is a 68ers mindset? Well, being a perfect six, holding out for a perfect eight, isn't staying in your lane, apparently. Nor would it help you attract the perfect partner or even the right dates. Be realistic about what you are and what you want, and prepare for good results. And finally, more lingo that I don't understand. Don't catfish or dogfish. How out of touch do I feel right now? It can be tempting to post flattering photos that have been overly filtered or hide the truth. Doing so will only lead you to failure. You know, up to date, studio@rivieraradio.mc if you have any comments to make. I guess it's just to say don't look any further. If you've found the right one, stick with them. You know, don't go thinking green is grass and all that. Only gets you into trouble. So don't look any further on Riviera Radio. La Radio de la Côte d'Azur in English, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. Good morning, it's 10 o'clock. Taking a look at the international news headlines. Taliban militants have given their first press conference 2 days after completing their takeover of Afghanistan. The UK government will work with international partners and other countries to resettle up to 20,000 Afghan refugees in the UK. And doctors say aspirin may help fight aggressive breast cancer by making hard-to-treat tumours more responsive to anti-cancer drugs. Riviera Radio. Sunny, clear skies, highs of 28 to 29 degrees here in Monaco, Nice and Saint-Tropez. A moderate breeze this evening going down to 17 degrees in the Var and 22 degrees in the Alpes-Maritimes with clear skies. And the outlook for Thursday and Friday, clear skies with plenty of sunshine and highs along the coast of between 28 to 31 degrees. To let you know that it's good news that the wind has stopped in the Var, in the Gulf of Saint-Tropez, according to the fire services there. They're now able to continue their hard work and dedicated work that they're doing. 1,200 firefighters are currently on site, still battling with the blaze that they appear to have under control, that has apparently burnt up to 5,000 hectares and travelled as far as 6,700 hectares. And a first victim of the wildfire in the Var has been reported. A man in his 50s was found with fatal burns at his home in Grimaud, according to local media. He was found by a friend. Since the start of the fire, five firefighters have suffered minor injuries. 22 people were also slightly injured, including 19 from smoke inhalation. I'll be keeping you updated throughout the morning. I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of the lunchtime news on air and online, rivieradio.mc, and our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And I'll be back again tomorrow to do it all over again for the Full English Breakfast from 7 till 10. Thank you for listening. Do hope you can join me, and let's hope that tomorrow I won't give away the year of the quiz before I ask you what it is. I'm sorry about that. I think it's just called getting a bit confused. So hopefully we can do that again the correct way. And congratulations to Grant, who guessed the link to the three in a row that were songs that had been either sampled in other songs. It wasn't easy, and Grant got it right. And so I'm going to leave you with this, because Grant suggested it. Can you tell me which song was it used as a sample in? Express Yourself. And Charles Wright, this is the original. Who used it? Who sampled it? Studio at rivieradio.mc. Take care. Express yourself.